Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica M. Wilson. Hi, Ronnie.
Whoa.
You did that pretty well.
I think so, yeah. my grandson's here.
Yes, now who's being the man? Okay, so tonight's show, and I want you to know, everyone, it's a miracle I'm here. My cells are bouncing off the walls, so if I sound a little rattled, that's why. So the team will be able to make sense of all of this a lot better than I do. Tonight's show, you made it through the eclipse, the solstice, and Mercury is almost out of retrograde, and it's time to just take stock of what you're dealing with right in this moment. It's a core issue, we promise. right now it's so disassembled. I don't even So show dedication to peace on earth and goodwill towards all of humanity. You know, it's really a wonderful opportunity to be filled with love and light right now. Even though people are a little bit insane out there, but it's really not bad. It's kind of an interesting, I love the Christmas season.
I love it, too.
It's crazy. Do you, honey?
I do, but it's a little crazy, but I do very much, yeah.
Well, I don't get into the spirit till right towards the end, you know, because, of course, with all the painting and the ladders and the things I had going on here, it was a little difficult to do. And everything
it's
was
like
covered.
You're creating the manger.
No, I'm creating a temple.
Oh, away in the manger.
Yeah, and it likes, my house likes being a temple. It's very, although I'm not allowed to ever buy another Buddha, you know, and I have to actually do a meditation and explain to Buddha that I can't have any more Buddhas because there isn't one more place to put one.
A Buddha tree.
Oh, Lord. And I can't part with them because everyone has a story, and every story is precious. So you know, it's very, especially my one that I got in Bakersfield, and I'm driving down the freeway through Bakersfield, and my guides say, "Over there," and I look over, and there's this, you know, those places where they sell pots and all this stuff, and it's somewhere off the freeway that I can't get to. And I said, "You guys got to be kidding. I'm in frigging Bakersfield." It took me 20 minutes to figure out with this series of roads how to get into this place. And it was an acre of stuff. And I'm thinking, you are never going to find a Buddha in the middle of Bakersfield. There was one Buddha. And it was huge, and I had to put it in the front seat and put a seatbelt on it to get it off.
Oh, how neat that is. Did the Buddha stay detached?
Huh?
Did he stay detached? That was a little joke.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't get it. Okay. Well, what was fascinating, the man somehow got that darn thing in the car. It took two of us and a ramp and rollers and everything to get him out. But the funniest part was me driving down I-5 with Buddha in my front seat with a seatbelt on him. He was a big sitting Buddha. It was really quite cute. So I'll tell you my other funny story before I go on with tonight's show. My license plates say Alien MD. So I try to be very, very careful when I leave the house that I always have lipstick on and the hair is cute and blah, 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 because it's hard enough with that license plate. And, you know, you have to be a good ambassador and representative. I was getting my hair frosted the other day, and I ran out of something that I needed right away. And I had to drive down the street with all that tinfoil all over my head.
Now you look like you're preventing dangerous aliens, right?
And I'm telling you, I was laughing all the way, and I'm thinking, you know, I put on my sunglasses, however, and I'm thinking, oh, dear Lord, people are going to see this license plate and me with all the tinfoil, and it was, I mean, huge, because I have so much hair, it was just tinfoil everywhere. Oh, God, it was funny. Anyway, so.
Did anybody notice?
I put a bubble of invisibility around me, and I didn't get any honks or anything. Thank heaven it was Christmas.
And they thought you were a Christmas tree just driving.
Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, it was very funny. Okay, so we've had some good things happen this week. And again, I had some work done on me today to kind of rewire again, and so I'm rummy as heck. And the team was here last night. I had all the fans and lights going at full bore, and, you know, they love to leave a little note that they've been here. So.
Do they just come and go at different times?
Oh, yeah. Mm. And it's interesting because they'll wait till I leave. Now they don't wake me up. It's very cute. They'll wait till I leave the bedroom, and which is off the healing room, and then they'll turn on, which are two separate controls, by the way. They'll turn on the light and turn the fan on high, which is over the table. And I come back upstairs, and here it is just off, going off by itself, and which is their little thing, their calling card that says, we were there and did major work on you. You know, they come and go with other kinds of work all the time, but that's always their sign that, you know, the big boys were here. So,
the babysitters.
Oh, Lord, babysitters is right. So, New Zealand military has released hundreds of documents, another country, of claimed sightings of unidentified flying objects. And I'm very excited. This is 1954 to 2009.
Wow.
Yeah. Includes drawings and samples of alien writing and so on. So, again, another break. We're going to start having a lot of these coming forward. A lot. Different kinds of things hitting the paper constantly, the news media.
That's so exciting, isn't it?
I'm thrilled. I'm beyond thrilled.
And this is in CNN, or what? I mean, I hardly ever read the newspaper. What should we look
for? I don't know. I just cut all these pieces out. This stuff all came from Squirrel, which, and I don't have her email address to give out this evening. But I'm going to next week. I will give you all her email address, so that you can send your email address to her, and she will include you in all of her mailings. But I have been so busy, I have not had time to cut and paste and so on and put them in the show announcements. I honest and truly, everyone, and I do apologize, but I am just working around the clock right now, literally. Also this week, scientists say that they have found evidence that our universe was jostled by other parallel universes in the distant past. Again, another big breakthrough, because the theory of parallel universes now becomes much more real. And these discoveries are going to be exponential. I'm so excited about this year coming up, because I really believe that, you know, based on what the team said and so on and so forth, that every month is going to be at least like this last year.
Oh, Lord.
I know, but it can be positive, because what does come along will move through very quickly.
People like Kalaman and Barbara Hand Cloud, they say it's going to be like 20 times the speed up over the next year.
I think that
that's quite,
probably
that's
is
quite
right.
A lot.
I've got some stuff from her in here. This incredible claim emerged after they studied patterns in the cosmic microwave background radiation. The after effects of the Big Bang. They say that they found evidence that four circular patterns found in the CMB, cosmic, microwave background, are cosmic bruises where our universe has crashed into other universes at least four times.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's exciting to me. I mean, I know there's parallel universes. I just get really excited when I... when science catches up with what we know. So, again, I've cut out bits and pieces. I wish I could tell you where everything's from, but I can't. Old patterns have come out to play this week. Oh, jeez. for if you're listening tonight, God bless you. You made it through the eclipse. Oh, and how about you, Veronica? How did you fare?
I think okay, although sometimes I find that my nerves, I feel like they're all kind of, my wires have been electrocuted and they're just going in my body. And I haven't been sleeping at all. Well, 4 hours here and there.
I think that this is why I'm having my thyroid checked again, because I'm thinking, you know, I told Veronica before the show that my weight just kind of plummeted, and I'm like, you know, find that, you know, when you're very young and you lose that much weight, you're excited. As you get older, you're like, oops. You
know? Okay, this is the end. But actually, I think that this speed up of energy and I think it's really amped up my sensitivity, my nervous system, and all of that. It's not all bad. Sometimes
it's
so acutely aware.
But do you get the shakes at all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I.
Oh, thank God! It's not just me.
And it's been running through me like coursing through in a funny way.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe me. When I sit to do channeling for sessions, the energies are the same thing. They're running through, and I'm just like, oh, my word. And I just know I have to check the mirror in between sessions, because I'm sure that my hair is standing on end and my eyes are bulging out. You know? That's how it feels.
My guides keep reminding me that it's that you are changing. It's changing you. It's changing you. It's going to make things better. It's like, oh, okay, but let's make it easier. Can we do that?
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, I think of us all, and I go, yeah, well, they never really said, okay, we're going to make this really easy for you.
No. I think it's really a sign to buckle up, because it's going to be coming faster.
And keep a sense of humor is what I hear all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get the one, get strong. They expect me to be funny, so I don't really have a choice. And I'm very funny with them in the house, you know, when it's just us. Okay, so I'm going to go on with this little thing of not uncommon to have the sense of being hit over the head with a hammer, one that perhaps you thought you had dispensed with long ago. This is old patterns. Even people accustomed to self-work and introspection can find themselves faced with long familiar sensations dredged up from the buried past. This has been going on for a couple of weeks. And I've sure been seeing this in my sessions over and over and over again. A lot of issues around masculine, feminine, anger at the masculine, which is still surfacing. There's still a lot of anger at the masculine, and this is collective anger manifested individually, but it's collective anger at the masculine. You poor guys.
It's all your fault.
Yeah, exactly. sorry. When you're sensitive to energies around you, whether they are from people, people's emotions, your community, or the world, it can be difficult to discern what's you and what's not you, especially since, on some level, there's always the understanding of our constant underlying connection and oneness. Absolutely. The intensity and retro nature of this week's solstice full moon eclipse is a prime example. You are likely feeling the effects of this, being presented with patterns, dynamics, and feelings that are either exquisitely familiar and perhaps in not such a good way, or that you thought you were long put away.
You know, I want to say this, as I've been picking up, going to certain gatherings, I've been picking up people's energies in a way that doesn't come out as easily, and it goes through my body like incredible pulses until I think I'm going to burst.
Really?
Like, oh, this is pretty extreme. Yeah, one night I got up about 1:30, and I had a shower for half an hour, and it wasn't until I did that I could get through, you know.
Wow.
More sensitive and faster, and it's like, okay, am I going to burst here? Is my
That's really, really interesting. And, you know, Robert, Veronica's partner, and I were talking this week, and I said, you know, I've always had a hard time going anywhere. malls or anything were a big problem for me. And I am finding that I don't have a problem breathing going into those situations anymore, and I feel really embraced. But I have this feeling of this bubble of love around me that is so powerful that it's the only way I can describe it. And it feels like the cosmos coming through, trying to reach everybody. And I'm watching people transform before my eyes, and I'm like, you know, it's so beautiful. It's like, okay, you know, I really, really, really trust this. But now, flip side of that, Veronica, if I'm with people and they are drinking, I will get a hangover. Which I think is very funny. So I must be processing it in some other way.
I think that this stuff is mostly happening with family dynamics in a huge family gathering.
Oh.
I'm doing fine. I'm having fun. I'm being lively and all that. And then I come home and I'm almost...
Oh, sure. Then it's okay.
It's a different kind. It's not...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's because... Oh, no question about it. I also have been experiencing the family dynamics. And I finally came to the conclusion that I wouldn't want to have me for a mother. I'm serious. Because I really thought a lot about this because what child, doesn't matter how old they are, wants to be around somebody that really sees, you know, their motives, what's behind, blah, 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 blah.
That's true.
And I mentioned it to my son today, and he said, oh, you finally figured it out. I said, okay, for Christmas, I'll just put up my psychic fence, okay, so that I absolutely will not, you know, look at anybody sideways or whatever. I'm just going to have fun.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking that I have been very conscious recently about how difficult it was to have me in the family of origin. And that's something I hadn't, you know, I've been trying to restructure.
Absolutely.
And I've been going, whoa, I've been a real difficult, I don't know, a number of things, disruptor, the odd one, the somebody
mm-hmm.
who makes them look at things, somebody who's probably jarring their energy all the time. You know, I hadn't thought about it quite like that until recently, and I can't get away from those thoughts. It's like, look at this, and it's back to these potholes you were talking about, catching, you know, that yourself keeps returning to you. What was that?
It absolutely is, and I think we probably were on the same track this week mm-hmm. in terms of looking at kids and saying, you know, and family members and saying, this is probably not fun for them. I don't have brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, that kind of stuff, but...
I have a lot of them.
I know, God bless you. That was one I dodged.
or at least you put such a variety of families in there, you didn't get stuck.
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, each thing has its advantage and its disadvantage, but
I know.
Myself
Listen.
Coming up as a member of these in a very, it's different. I'm not unhappy either. It's just a lot of nervous, not nervousness, but nerve sensitivity to beingness or something, you know, like my nerves are awake to it all.
Oh, of course they are.
Mm.
So this goes on to say, self-work is not a linear process. When you think you've finished with something, it nearly always comes up again in some other way. And, you know, we've been dealing with this boomerang crap forever. How many times have we dealt with family of origin? And... which is, you know, and I really want to give credit to everybody out there who's listening and listens from the archives to help you to understand that, coming onto the planet at this time is a great gift to all of us, but it came with a ton of work.
Prying ourselves loose, yeah.
Absolutely. I expect a big party when this lifetime is over. That's all I can say.
One of the women I was interviewing recently was Chris Griscom of the Light Institute. I really admire her work and have for many years. But she said something that you and I would probably appreciate. She said she had an idyllic childhood. This is a woman that's been, you know, teaching. She's a little older than I am, in fact. And she's been teaching for a long, long time. And she said, I had to clear my mother. I've cleared my mother recently 23 times, and I had an idyllic childhood.
Holy mackerel.
Well, I thought that was helpful. You know, it's like...
I think that's wonderful. That's, but again, this is lineage stuff. It's not just mom. It's the whole lineage. And when people understand that, it makes it a lot easier because their lineage is up right now, big time. And it's up in our food. You know, I've been talking about the blood type thing, and, you know, Dr. Adamo has written a book about the genome. And
what's his name? Dr. Adamo?
Adamo, A-D-A-M-O.
Okay, thank you.
And he's the one that originally wrote Eating for Your Blood Type, and he's done a follow-up book on the genome. And if you search him, you'll find the book. Unfortunately, I don't know the name. And which refines the Eating for Your Blood Type, because it goes into body type and attitudes and so on, to take you even further into what is appropriate for you and what's not. I've had to do this hit and miss for me. And calculate in, you know, my, of course, the lineage aspect of it, and which runs with a blood type kind of to a degree. And so I'm Norwegian on one side, Irish on the other, except we're pretty sure my father's not from here, and which is not a surprise. He's the phantom father with no history, no birth certificate, no nothing. And believe me, we've hired some of the best. There is nothing about him on the planet except for his death.
How neat. How magical.
Yes, it is quite magical. So anyway, I had this hit that because I'm Norwegian, you know, anyway, I changed my foods and moved away from chicken because I figured there's no way for a chicken to live in Norway.
Are you eating gefilte fish?
No, I'm not. You mean herring? No.
Yeah.
No, I changed to shrimp. My body was craving shrimp, which I thought was weird because I don't really like shrimp. And
but you are short.
That I am. And what it did was trigger my thyroid. I was missing iodine. And so we think that that's part of it. And so, I mean, anyway, it's very interesting because my mother always ate turkey. That was her staple. And I thought about it afterwards when I changed over to turkey instead of chicken, that obviously from a lineage perspective, that particular food is very healthy for us since she did, you know, so well on it. And but anyway, I mean, I really do recommend this to people. I just can't tell you what a difference this is making for people, especially with weight.
So is it telling you about your genetic, your lineage, and what they ate, and that you might be wise to do?
Well, I have not read the follow-up book from the best I understand from others that have read it. Mm. It's taking it down to their ways to identify, okay, and I don't know what he gives as categories, but there are ways to identify specific things based on, from what I understand, about attitudes and body build and so on, that then kind of gives them a clue about your genome, and then which then refines the menu, if you will, of allowed foods. Hmm. And what is, you know, highly beneficial, and what are foods to avoid and so on. So I've kind of fallen into this, you know, my guides were on my butt anyway, so but you know, I'm just fascinated, and it's not one thing, it's a layer and a layer and a layer. So but I've had so much feedback from people. It's unbelievable. And they have been losing weight and feeling better and having energy, and I mean constant feedback. It's really thrilling to me.
Hmm. And so it started with blood type.
I'm sorry?
It started with blood type.
With the blood type, it's made such a huge difference for people And, you know, the team has been talking about that right now, with the way the energies are, which makes perfect sense to me, that this has become really important. And as we're going through this ascension process, and I've kind of changed where I eat primarily vegetables, but I have X amount of protein in every, plus I lift weight, so I have to have protein. And, but also for my blood type, I must have protein. So anyway, I mean,
as we get a little older, you can short yourself of protein really easily.
Well, I did that for 3 years. I was a vegetarian, you know that, and it was not healthy for me. But it's really been again. I hate to ever use me as an example because I'm not really convinced I'm from here anyway. But with all the feedback I'm getting from all the clients, it's just so positive, so big. So it makes me very happy. I want to share a couple more things before I turn it over to the team. Lordy, lordy, lordy. The energies of this week's lunar eclipse has already been building for the past week or two. We had glimpses of what happens when we overemphasize the facts and lose touch with, I'm a poster child for this, lose touch with our inner knowing, or when we expend too much energy in conversation, not enough on discovering our inner truth, or we have seen the difference between having faith and in allowing anxiety to be our overriding emotion. And it was very interesting for me doing all this while they were painting and so on. Change is not easy for me because it jolts me. And then, you know, if you put two stories of red paint on a wall, that will jolt you anyway. And but I ran a lot of and I don't know if you would really call it anxiety, but I guess I would have to, nervous energy, where I was just all over the map. And a change like that, I have to, because for me, color is tone. And so until we got the color right, it was like having a flat note playing in the house. And the first can of paint, the first part she put on, it wasn't mixed properly. Not her fault. But what was interesting, when she opened the second can, she realized that there was so much pigment in there, it didn't mix. So therefore, when she put on, she stirred it all up, put that second one on, it was a different color. And it was amazing to me what happened to me when that happened. It was just like, oh, and just a slight difference in the red. But again, it was tone. Because color is tone, and then you move on into, you know, which they've talked about to me since 94 about that's what the universe is built on and so on and so forth. And, but, you know, if we go, we can go back to, but I ran a lot of anxiety because of change. Anyway, I've heard two different versions for whatever this is worth. I don't know about you, Veronica. This one says, and I think this is Barbara Hand Clown, there's only been one other time since year one on our modern calendar that there's been an eclipse on the same day as a solstice.
Hmm.
And this emphasizes the theme of karmic completion for the next 3 months. And I am really excited about that. And so... You know, I got to say to you, Veronica, karmic completion, and I think the reason you're hitting all this stuff with family again would kind of indicate that, because I'm looking at it, of course, with my own and saying, you know, I have to let everything kind of fall away, and I want to move back into that so that nobody feels challenged or, you know, watched or, you know, because they know, I mean, you dance around it better than I do. It's like somebody looks at me and if they tell me a story, I know what happens to my energy, and I know they just want to run out the door. Even my grandkids are always like, don't tell Grandma whatever you do. So when I see everybody, it's like everybody's got a different story that they've been hiding. Mm-hmm. And it's very funny to watch them talk.
Isn't it exhausting, though?
I would think for them it would be terribly exhausting. What they haven't figured out is, it's their own stuff, self-judgment and shame. It's not. Anyway. I find it very funny. Oh, my Lord. So anyway, this has all been hitting the Galactic Center.
Want to say this is what my own guides have been telling me showing me. I get these great visions and so on about how, you know, we can actually step out. I mean, this is what this piece is reminding me of, how we can step out of that karmic sludge over the next while. And I sort of chuckle and go, yeah, right, is that true? But I get
well,
the vision.
Well, I mean, here
so
it is
beautiful.
Right here. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I'm going, well, woo-hoo, I like that.
I think it's fabulous. And we all have karmic relationships that we've carried through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And I know I have one with an ex and, several exes, and which are kind of all connected. And
So the word ex takes an extra different meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. And I'm having these really vivid dreams, and I'm like, which I'm not sure if they're dreams, but, you know, and during the dream I'm thinking, what in the hell are you doing here? How did you get in? And very exciting. I mean, I think for all of us, it should be a celebration, whether it's family of origin or those that have been our family in other lifetimes with whom we're still working things out.
Hard to know if you've worked them out.
When you're totally at peace, completely, absolutely at peace, I think you know. When, you know, there's nothing they can say or do to trigger you or anything that happened in the past and there's absolutely no trigger, I would say that's the case. Because I sure talk to a lot of people, you know, who still carry, you know, the anger at, and, you know, I won't say that I have a lot of clients like that anymore, but I have a lot of other friends and who can still carry some anger about what somebody did. And it was interesting today. I went through for a body talk session because my shoulder was bothering me. And I know I lift these weights, and I figured, I pushed it too hard. And I went in, you know, with my fingers crossed, saying, "Do not put me into process." And he said, "It's not me that does it. It's your body." And I said, "Well, tell my body to shut up." And so what was interesting, he said, "Oh, you've got some anger at groups. What group would you be angry at?" And I said, "I don't know." And immediately we went to Arcturus. And we were working up there, and the Arcturians were working on me. I found this so fascinating, the second time this has happened. And that we couldn't do it on this level, we had to go to Arcturus to have the work done. And it had to do with a lot of lifetimes of people not willing to leave behind their stuff to move forward. And he said it's happened in this lifetime with different groups. And it upsets you. It actually makes you angry because their lives are going to be so much harder. And I said, "Yes." I said, "As long as I don't have to identify, I'm fine." And I thought it was very, very interesting that we can carry that stuff. Even, I'm sure it was cosmically as well, that the fact that we had to go to Arcturus to work on it. And
it's
he's putting this all in his computer. You know, what was the name of that planet again? How do you spell that? Oh, Lord. So, I mean, we are working on so many levels, everybody. The other thing, and I'm just going to say this, I'm going to go into channel right away, but the lunar eclipse was on the galactic center, and maturing our neurological systems, which are being bombarded with potent gamma rays right from the solstice. I have
neurological system. That's where I've been hit really hard.
There you hit. Go. And I don't know about you. There's been a circus on my head. you know, unbelievable. A lot of people saying the back of their heads, shoulders, neck. A lot of energy coming in. Some people said they felt like the back of their head was gone. You know,
I think my brain has just been active all the time.
Oh, yeah. Or waking up, which I don't normally do, waking up in the middle of the night thinking about something and not being able to go back to sleep.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, what am I doing? I don't do that. Have you?
Oh, lots and lots. I just haven't slept much for a few weeks.
Lovely.
Yeah. Is it, so far, I'm quite nice, but, you know, that could change in a heartbeat.
Well, trust me, I won't challenge you. At any rate, so if you're dealing with all of this, please know that you're not alone. This was a humdinger of an eclipse. And, I mean, the whole day, I was walking in the wall. I was so, at the end of the day, I normally would go to the gym. I just sat there in a pile. I couldn't even move. So let's get the team in, though. I know they want to talk to everybody because they've been bugging me. Welcome, Veronica. Welcome to all of you that are listening, whether this evening or a future day. This is what you call your Christmas season. And from our perspective, it definitely shows up on your planet when we watch the energies. Very, very apparent. Our desire tonight was to share love with you. Our love for you. We are very aware of what you're all going through. We can assure you, certainly you've heard this from others, that none of you are alone. It's so important for you to know this. More than ever before, when you're driving in the car, you're laying in bed, we promise you, you're not alone. We would say that we're in ear range, all right? But it's really not ear range. It's frequency range, vibrational range. When you put out a call, your frequencies change. It's like a light. Pulsing. Oh, there's one. Also, you're being monitored more carefully right now because we understand and we honor you for what you're going through. We want you all to honor yourselves, to really give yourselves credit for how courageous you are to be where you are right now. Regardless of what it is that you have faced. And for all of you, it's different. It could be financial. It could be emotional. It could be partnership. It could be career. It could be spiritual. It could be health. It could be a number of things. A number of things. you are not alone. We cannot emphasize that enough. So we want to talk to you about receiving. We understand that the channel wanted to talk about the energies because she's still kind of bouncing off the wall. But we want to talk about receiving. All of you, whether you realize it or not, whether it looks like it or not in your day-to-day lives, are in service. And we would say that the majority of you have had many lifetimes of service. Now, it's very important that you understand that that program that drove you to where you are right now, to disassemble it. Because service does not mean sacrifice. And what it's doing for many of you is blocking your ability to receive from the universe. For those of you that are frustrated with your finances and your accomplishments and relationships, we're tapping on the shoulder of the channel. Service is not sacrifice. It can be joyful and wonderful and expansive. And you're in service all the time. You don't see what we see with all of the symbols and geometries in your energy field now. Spinning beautifully, activating and triggering others, carrying codes and information. You're becoming living libraries in many, many ways. And if you were to pay attention, and many of you have already experienced this, it going somewhere and being stared at. Noticing people really looking at you, children, animals, people. And for the majority of you, because you are so beautiful, you think there may be something wrong. For some of you, you may have felt, is this a good person or a bad person? What do they want? Your own energy. It's the light that you carry, the information you carry. The energy of home. Now, at a conscious level, these people don't understand it necessarily, but at other levels, they do. But your ability to really move out there. And whatever it is you want to do, some of you are still at home, trying to figure out what you think you're going to do, or asking for guidance. We understand. And the guidance we would give you tonight is keep moving, do something. Get out there. We don't care what it is you do, as long as you're out among people in some way. In some way. Now, for us, tonight is a night of love for all of you. Beautiful love for all of you. And we are sending as much love as we can into your homes, into your energy field. Into past, present, and future. All we ask you to do is to receive, to open, to remember that you deserve to have it all. You don't have to wait till everybody else has it too. There is no nobility, you see, in self-sacrifice. It's not what you came to do. To hold off your own joy and good until everybody has it is so noble, so beautiful. However, that's not the way you came to do it this time. You came to do it more elegantly, without the struggle. And our goal for all of you is to be able to be there so that you can balance your lives, enjoy your physicality, as well as your spirituality, and make it all one. No more sacrifice. Now, some of you are saying, that are like Veronica, wait a minute, look at what I took on with family, and I'm sensitive, and I'm, experience discomforts, and it's true, and we know it's true.
Do you think we did that as much to clear our karma?
No.
Pull vault?
Partially. Again, Veronica, you look for a single answer to things, and there is no single answer. All right? There is no single answer. And anyone that tells you that there is isn't accessing the more. Now, your main goal was to come in and help the shift on planet Earth. If you made it this far, right, if humanity made it this far, you knew that you would be called upon from the very beginning, and all of you volunteered to take extreme measures. Extreme situations. Well, I'll get them all together. That's what you did with your family. Let me get a big family, get them all together. I want to clear it all in one wipe of the slate. Now, was that the only reason you did it? No. Because you have a group agreement that said, sure, we'll all come in and do it together because we know we're going to have a bigger impact on the collective. So our drama and our dynamics are going to be very intense. But the themes among all of you are more similar than you realize. Unique, but similar. So, you put in your own little add-ons to your roles and so on and so forth, and what daddy did and what mommy did, and this one's an alcoholic and that one's controlling or martyr or whatever, or emotionally distant, pretty consistent. And as a group, you have no idea the impact you've had on the collective as a result. Now, that's big work. So, were you doing this? Yes. Were you doing this? Yes. And there are other layers besides that. Do you understand what we're saying?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So.
And the impact really just comes from our shifting resonance, doesn't it? Unhooking, shifting resonance.
Unhooking. Stepping out of the illusion, through wisdom, through clearing emotionally, we can go on and on and on. This lifetime, you have the opportunity to not only erase the board, if you will, for, let's say, your family of origin. But all lifetimes, if you're committed to it, truly committed to it. But it has to be a choice. A big choice. Not an easy one. Not everyone is going to go that far. And that's fine. But from the bigger perspective, looking in, the opportunity that we see that all of you have is so extraordinary. So extraordinary that if you could see it from our perspective, you probably wouldn't do anything else but clear. Because this lifetime is literally a blink of an eye. You've heard of pivotal lifetimes. Well, this one is pivotal squared.
Well, that's good.
With the potentiality of exponential healing. Not only through, and again, all these different levels, lineage, nationality, religion, other lifetimes, parallel lifetimes. Everything all happening at once. Including cosmic lifetimes. Think about that. How big that reaches.
So the word receiving is taking on tremendously different meanings to me right now.
All right. The word receiving is very much so. The word receiving can come in at many different levels. You can tie it to deservability. But not entitlement. Not earning. Willingness. Because with the program that you all came in to be certain that you'd end up in service, end up in a on a path of discovery. And it was a wonderful program, but now it's working against you. Do you understand?
Yes.
All right. And it's showing up in many different ways for different people. I don't understand. I've done all this work. I've been in service for so long. Why isn't my life easier? Why am I still struggling? What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. You just haven't opened up receiving. As you all sit around and visualize and this and that, the other thing. But it's this willingness to receive, to believe you absolutely deserve it. And the internal conflict for this one can be great. Value, self-esteem, guilt, deservability. Those are the areas right now. And your Lazarus has these tools. They're already done. Lazarus offered them years ago. Years ago. But they are the areas that you all need to work with. All of them.
We only have a short time now.
All right, go ahead and talk about your show, dear.
All right, Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be with my stepdaughter, Jane Entwistle, who's a professional improv person and actress, and we're going to do some improv and talk about how it's opening people to their truer nature. And my first television show is showing on KVOS-TV in Bellingham on Boxing Day on December 26th, and I'm very excited, and it's going to Vancouver, Victoria, Seattle, and Portland. I'm very excited about that. At 12:30, noon 30, and then it's going to be run again on New Year's Day at noon 30. That's just our first little pilot. That's before the series comes out. But I'm
beautiful, beautiful, Veronica.
Thank
congratulations
you.
To you, Dylan.
Thank you.
All right, we only have a moment. We would so love to work with all of you over the next couple of nights. All right. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Christmas night as well. Well, the energies are very open on your planet to bring in as much love as you can handle, as you are willing to receive. Now, that doesn't mean, oh, listen to me, oh, sad am I, and I need all these problems and this and that and the other. No, we're not talking about that. Just open to love. It can transform you, everyone. You can wake up in the morning feeling this sense of bliss, and over this next couple of days, allow yourself to have it reflected back to you everywhere. Pay attention. Our Christmas present to all of you.
Thank you.
Know that we love you all very much. You as well, Veronica, to all of you. We do send our unconditional love, our total love, our congratulations, and our encouragement as all realms come together for this experience. Until we speak with you again in this format, dear one, namaste. Oh, sorry. Okay. Yes, kicked us off. All right, everyone. Are we on the air?
We're still on.
Okay, good. All right. We love you, everyone. Merry Christmas to everybody and to you, Veronica,
and
to you, Bob.
And the team.
And thank you so much. Remember, we are all a part of one another. We really are one. And their great motto, which is to love everything and judge nothing. When we can get to that, we're there. Love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Donald.
Don and BBS and everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Good night, everyone. Have a blessed day. Christmas day. Bye-bye.
Good night.